I thank you that we can once again declare as a congregation that we believe that Jesus Christ, you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that there is no way to the Father except through you. And thank you for so many of us who can testify that have experienced how you have changed our lives from the inside out. So many of us who have experienced what it means to be born again. And I pray, Father, for every heart in this place who doesn't yet know what it means to be born again. I pray that you would draw them in Jesus' name, every heart towards you. I pray now that you would move mightily through us as we work through your word. And I pray that you would use me as your instrument for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much to the worship team. We can put our hands together again for them. There's a lot of effort. A lot of effort goes into the collaboration, and we really appreciate that. And Franz was supposed to lead this morning, and he's off sick. So the rest of the team really stepped up. Harry didn't think he would lead, but now he's leading. So, and that all happened in a very short period of time. So thank you very much for that. Are you ready? Cape Town is a mission station. For the believer, Cape Town is not a lifestyle destination. It is a mission station. And like any other place where you'd stay, Cape Town will ask you your life. And you can either spend losing your life for the sake of Christ in Cape Town, or you can spend your life and get lost in the world in Cape Town.
Mu vyukuri Cape Town ushora kuronka ibintu bibiri ushora kubona cyakibanza aho ubona imana urondera imana canke cyakibanza mu vyukuri uhangayika iminsi yose urondera ivyubuzima.
What is Cape Town to you?
Mbega Cape Town kubgawe isobanura iki canke niki?
Is it your mission station?
Mbega Cape Town ushora ari cyakibanza aho twara ubutumwa?
Or are you here to have a good life?
Canke wibereye Cape Town kugira ngo uronke ivyubuzima bwiza?
This message is about the way that we should position ourselves in the city we live in and about how we should live here.
We're
using the message that Jeremiah gave to the exiles.
Ubutumwa Yeremiya yakoresheje ahanura canke avugira abantu b'inyambukira batwawe I Babuloni.
Jeremiah wrote in the time of the exile, and he wrote to the Israelites so that they could understand what God's heart is for them being exiles in Babylon.
Yeremiya yandika mu vyukuri mu gihe gisa nkaho menga abantu bose bari kubatwarwa nk'inyagano, akandika bwira icifuzo uhora hafiti abantu batwawe nk'inyambukira I Babuloni.
Exiles in Babylon.
Inyambukira I Babuloni.
They were captured. They were living as slaves in Babylon.
Baracakiwe canke barafashwe mpiri bagatwagwa nk'inyagano I Babuloni.
Firstly, we need to understand that we as born again believers are called exiles.
Icyo twebwe duhamagarirwa kwizera nk'abantu bavuze ubwa kabiri dutegereza kumenya yuko twitwa inyambukira hano mu isi.
And then in Revelation 17 the metaphor is complete, where scriptures speak of the world in which we live as Babylon.
Mu gitabo rero cy'ibyahishuriwe Yohana 17 haratanga la metaphor y'ijambo Babuloni kwisi tubayemo ari nka Babuloni.
In the spiritual sense, we are exiles in Babylon as well.
Mu buryo rero bw'impemwe twebwe bavuze ubwa kabiri twitwa inyambukira hano mwisi ariyo Babuloni.
Philippians 3 verse 20.
Abi Filipi gatatu ku murongo wa 20.
But our citizenship is in heaven.
Harabivuga neza ngo ariko twebwe iwacu ni mwijuru.
And we eagerly await a savior from there.
Kuko niho dutegerereje uhoraho kwazova.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Uhoraho Yesu Kristo.
Those who have been born again have a primary residence, a primary citizenship in heaven, not on this earth.
Abavuse rero bwa kabiri ikibanza cyabo cy'ambere babamwe ni mwijuru cyangwa ikibanza cyabo batuyemo biyumvira cyane ni mwijuru niho ikibanza cyabo kiri.
1 Peter 2:11.
Petero wa mbere kabiri 11 naho nyene.
Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles.
Harandi Petero arabandika avuga ati bagenzi ndabandikira nk'inyambukira n'abakavantara.
To abstain from sinful desires,
mwirinde ibyifuzo byose by'umubiri,
which wage war against your soul.
Byankisha uhoraho, byankisha impemu uhoraho Imana yanyu.
This truth that we are exploring here as a starting point applies to all of us here today.
Uku kuri rero turi ko tu explore tuno munsi muri Bibiliya, ibi byose bikora kuri twese twese turi hano.
Some of you are South African citizens and some are not.
Bamwe mushora kuwa muri abantu bavuke hano mufise ubwene gihugu bwa South Africa canka abandi muri abakimbizi.
Some of you call yourself a foreigner and an asylum seeker and some do not.
Bamwe mushora kuwa mwiyita abakimbizi canka abarefugee legale canka illegale.
And at a worldly level that is true.
Ariko kandi turabye mu mategeko y'isi mu byukuri nuko kuri.
But the higher reality.
Ariko ukuri kurenge ukuri tubayemo.
The higher reality is that those who have been born again through Jesus Christ have a citizenship primarily in heaven.
Ukuri
kuri. And on earth we are all exiles and foreigners.
Ukuri rero kurenge ukuri tubayemo ko kwitwa impunzi ko kwitwa umukimbizi n'ibindi byinshi nuko twebwe ukuri kwacu ama nationality yacu bwa mbere ni mwijuru kandi hano mwisi twese turi bakavantara turi ingenzi.
We are all exiles and foreigners.
Twebwe twese turi ingenzi kandi turi nyambukira.
We are all living in a place that is not our home.
Twese tubaye mu mihana canke muhira hatari hi wacu.
And my home is not in Wellington and your home is not in Bujumbura, but your home is in heaven.
Jewe muhiri wanje si Wellington aho navukiye canke nawe wasi kumagara canke Bujumbura wavukiye.
Your home is with the Father.
Aho hantu iwawe ni mwijuru kwa data.
Your home is with the Father.
Mwijuru kwa data niho muhira.
So we need to understand. We need to understand that we must live in this place as foreigners and exile in a way that reflects our home, but not in a way that pretends that this is our home.
Ni vyiza rero ko dutahura yuko tubaye hano mwisi ariho Babuloni ariko kandi ha refleta umutima w'Imana ntitwibaze yuko tubaye mwisi kugira ngo tuhafate nko mwijuri wacu kuko mwijuri wacu ni kwa data.
Here's a good summary of what I believe it looks like and feels like if we understand this. There is a great distancing from the ways of the world. If you understand your citizenship is in heaven, you will distance yourself from the ways of Babylon.
Hamwe rero wo butahura mu vyukuri icari cyo kuronka ubwene gihugu mwijuru. Hano mwisi iryo hala distance uzotegerezwa kwiha mu bijyanye n'ivyubuzima bwo mwisi.
We're still on the first slide, Laura. The scriptures, I haven't moved on. So there is a distancing from the ways of Babylon. Too many Christians are just living it out exactly the way that Babylon is living.
twategerezwa rero kwitandukanya n'ukungene tubayemo hano I Babuloni ariho mu isi abakristo benshi ihibambewe bibereyo nk'ahumengo hano ni muhiri wabo
enjoying Babylon as much as we can
twese dutegerezwa guhimbarigwa I Babuloni nk'uko twategerezwa kuhahimbarizwa
But after the real distancing from its ways, the real follower of Christ also has a greater engagement in Babylon than even its own citizens.
Iyo rero tumaze gutahura yuko twitandukanye n'isi, umuntu yavuse ubwa kabiri cyangwa umukristo nyawe, buno buzima bwo gufata Babuloni nk'uko umengo ni mwisi, hariho icyaha hakorera.
Because we have a mission from heaven in Babylon.
Kubera ko dufise mission speciale hano mwisi hano Babuloni.
We want to see heaven reflect in Babylon.
Dushaka kubona ubuzima bwo mwijuru bumanuka bukaza hano mwisi ariho Babuloni.
So we need to engage it like Jesus engaged his world when he was on earth.
Dutegerezwa kubaho rukristo nkuko Kristo yabayeho akiri mwisi aho ubuzima bw'Imana buza mwisi.
Not being caught up in living life in its ways, but being caught up to see heaven come in the midst of the brokenness.
Niduhamagarigwe kuba muri vya bihosanga ubuzima bwacu mu vyukuri tumaximiza kubaho ivyo ubuzima ariko tumaximize kubaho ubuzima ro Kristo bo reflect ijuru.
So point number 1 to clarify and establish again we are all exiles and foreigners here today.
Icambere rero nategerezwa kubereka kubigisha nuko dutegerezwa guclarifya yuko twese duhamagariwe kuba inyambukira na bakavantara hano mwisi.
We living in Babylon.
Tubaye I Babuloni.
It's not Cape Town specifically, it's the whole world. It's what we call Babylon.
Ntabwo gusa Cape Town ari yo Babuloni ahubwo isi yose le nouveau mondial twese tubaye I Babuloni.
You get the metaphor that scripture uses.
Muratahura iyo mvugo mfobeko ikoreshwa mu byahishura Yohana 17.
It is very important that you get that and you position yourself in that.
Ni byiza yuko ubitahura ukavyuza bino bintu kugira ngo ubibemwo.
If you're going to live a life that's going to be impactful for the kingdom of heaven.
Niba mu vyukuru zobaho ubuzima bo refleta ubwami bw'Imana mwijuru
hano. Today I want to speak about two things. I want to speak about how should we live here? What should our mindset be? What should be the way that we should engage the place where we're in now that we realize that we're not citizens of the place.
Ndashaka yuko tuvugana rero ibintu bibiri by'umwihariko ikintu cy'ambere ni gute twobaho hahantu Babuloni hano mwisi mu gihe twamaze gutahura mu byukuri yuko bwene gihugu bwacu permana buri mwijuru.
And we look at two things. We look at what Jeremiah said to the exiles, the way they should live in Babylon.
Hama turaza kuraba ibintu bibiri ukungene Yeremia yandika ababwira abantu bibabuloni kungene bategerezwa kubaho.
And we're going to look at the example of Daniel and the life that he lived in Babylon during the time that Jeremiah was prophesying.
Hama tuze kuraba ubwa kabiri ubuzima Daniel yabaye I Babuloni mu gihe Yeremia yari ko yandikira abano bantu.
And I want you to take from there a few things that you need for your life in Cape Town.
Ndashaka rero ko mwakira ibintu biza kuva muri buno burorero bwa Daniel na Yeremia aho za ko byaplika mu buzima bwawe hano Cape Town ubaye.
To align yourself to what Jeremiah told the exiles and to see the example of Daniel and the glory that it caused.
Kugira ngo wifatanye n'ivyo Yeremia yari ko yandikira abano bantu wongera ubeho ubuzima Daniel yarabayemo mu gihe cy'Babuloni.
I don't know why I'm thinking about this the whole time, but my son Daniel played his first rugby match yesterday. It was amazing. My son played his first rugby match yesterday, Daniel, while I'm looking at the name.
Jewe sinzi kungene kano kantu kaguma kangorokamwe mu mutwe ariko kandi igihe cyose ndabye kino kino cya Daniel cyanibuka umwana wanje ko yitwa Daniel.
He was man of the match and he scored 2 tries. Now Alan's thinking, why did you interrupt your sermon like that?
Yeah, I got kind of lost. So I couldn't know how to joke in Kirundi. I'm sorry.
This is serious business. It is.
Yeah.
Let's read Jeremiah 29, verse 47.
Reka dusome Yeremia 29, kane gushika ku murongo w'indwi.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare.
Nguko ni kuhoraho nyine ngabagize niwe mana y'Abisirayeli abarira abanyazwe bose abo yambukanishije ngo bakigwe Yerusalemu bajanwe ibabuloni ati nemwiyubakira amazu muyabemwo mwirimira amatongo mujye ibiyezemwo mwiyabirire abagore muvyara abahungu n'abakobwa musabira abahungu banyu abageni mushingira abakobwa banyu kugira ngo nabo bavyara abahungu n'abakobwa murondoke rero ntimube inkehwa mwifuriza amahoro igisagara ico natumi mwambo kigwamwo mugisengere uhoraho kuko kibaye amahoro namwe muzoba amahoro amen.
The prophet Jeremiah is saying, don't live in a way that seems like you're waiting to be released from exile.
Yeremiya yandikira bano bantu ariko arababwira tuti ntimubeho nkaho hantu mwibaza yuko bigiye kuborohera kuzosubira iyo mwaje muva.
Don't hang around.
Ntimugendagende gusa mu gisagara nk'abatagira icyo mukora.
He says live fully.
Ababwira tuti nimubeho ubuzima bwuzuye.
Live fully.
Beho ubuzima bwuzuye.
And if we would interpret it correctly, live fully but not for your own pleasure.
Aha babwira tuti nimubeho ubuzima bwuzuye ariko atari kubwo umunezero wanyu.
Where you are at, settle in.
Aho rero muri nimuhiyubakire muhayigarurire habe muhira.
But don't settle down.
Ariko kandi nimuhafate nkaho umengo byarangiye.
Build, plant, marry, multiply.
Mwubake muvyare murondoke.
It's strong words.
Aya namajambo akomeye cyane.
If you want to establish something new, if you want to establish a city, a nation, and you should build, plant, marry, and multiply.
Hamwe wobura hantu rero bigasaba yuko hano hantu higarurira bikugendera gute biragusaba kuvyara biragusaba kurondoka biragusaba kubaka ugakora byose nko muhira.
One thing we should realize is that this is true physically, but this is also spiritually, because the church in our day is the spiritual manifestation of the kingdom of God, where Israel was the physical manifestation of the kingdom of God.
Ibi rero no mu buryo bw'impemu nuko bimeze ariko kandi no mu buryo bw'umubiri byategerezwa kubuko kuko ishengero ni manifestation physique y'ibintu biba byabaye mu buryo bw'impemu nkuko Isiraeli manifeste Imana mu buzima bwabo.
We have a translator who can translate that sentence. I think we've got a phenomenal translator.
Thank you,
Alan.
Thank you.
So when you're reading these things, it's important to read them physically, but also interpret them spiritually, because we're a spiritual kingdom. So if it says build, plant, marry, it might mean build a house. It might mean plant a vineyard. It might mean become more. But spiritually, it means build in that place. In the way that Christians build, it means multiply who we are. The Israelites had to multiply. So if we have to do the same, it means the church has to multiply. We have to grow. So it's got a dual interpretation.
Bino rebe bintu rero birapplikwa mu buryo bw'umubiri. Mu buryo bw'umubiri aha babwirwa kubaka gukora ibyo bategerezwa gukora byose, kurondoka gukora ibyo bategerezwa gukora nko kurondoka, kwiyubakira no mu buryo bw'impemu. Icyo bisobanura nuko iyo duhamagawe kuba hantu mu buryo bw'impemu turahamagarirwa kuhubaka uburyo abantu bose bazokwisanga bari mu mihana yacu, ariko kandi bakisanga nkaho ishengero ririko riragwira biciye mu kurondoka.
The bottom line of this section is that we should fully integrate in the places where we live and not live in waiting.
Ukuri kw'ibi bintu rero bisobanura yuko iyo turahantu ni byiza yuko twintegra ubuzima bwacu bwose aho hantu tuba turi tutiteze kuzosubira iyo twaje tuva.
The scripture then continues and says that we should seek the peace and prosperity of the city and pray for it.
Icyanditswe kirakomeza kikabisobanura neza kikavuga yuko ati nimwifurize amahoro y'icyo gisagara.
Now the Israelites frowned when you told them, the guys that just captured us, killed half of us and took the rest as slaves, you want me to pray for them and to have that city prosper?
Kubisirayeli bobo ntibavyumva igihe bariko bababwira yuko bategerezwe gusengera igisagara kikaba mu mutuzo. Baca bibwira bakavuga ati aba bantu badutwaye nk'inyagano bakadukubita mushaka yuko tubifuriza amahoro, ivyo ntibibaho.
All they wanted to do is fight, win, and go home.
Ivyo bari bifuza abisirayeli nk'inyamgano rero bo bari bifuza yuko bagwana intambara hama bayitsinze bagaca bisubirira iwabo.
But the people of God are always called to be a blessing where they're at, even if they were carried there slaves.
Ariko kandi abantu b'Imana bahamagarirwa kuba umugisha ahantu bari nubwo mu byukuri bari batwawe nk'inyagano.
It's the way of Jesus, isn't it?
Niyo nzira Yesu Kristo suko biri.
The foreigners in Cape Town, you guys very often feel oppressed.
Abakimbizi rero mwebwe mwumvumengo murahohotegwa, mwumvumengo murahohotewe.
And real Christians in Cape Town very often also feel oppressed.
Kandi mu byukuri n'abakirisu bamaze kuvuka ubwa kabiri babayeho nk'abakimbizi barumva mu byukuri yuko bahohotewe nubwo ari abakirisu.
But we shouldn't allow that to harden our hearts towards the place.
Ariko kandi ntivyari bikwiye gukomantaza imitima yacu kubijyanye n'icyo kibanza tubamwo.
We call to seek the peace of the city.
Duhamagarirwa kurondera amahoro y'igisagara.
And to pray for it.
Hama tukanagisenga.
Now shalom, that's the word for peace. Shalom. Shalom is very precious to Israel. It's their word. It's their concept. It's their blessing. Shalom.
Aya mahoro rero ari kavugwa hano mu gitabo cha Yeremia na mahoro ava ku Mana ariyo mahoro bitwa Shalom. Kubisirayeli baratahura icyaricyo amahoro Shalom. Kuko na mahoro atangwa n'Imana.
I think it was very difficult for them to hear that Shalom is something that they should pray for this place that has taken them into exile.
Nibaza yuko mu byukuri barabaye shoke bumvise tuti tusengera amahoro shalom amahoro atangwa n'Imana kwaba bantu badutwaye nk'inyambukira.
They wanted the place to burn.
Bari bifuza yuko kino kibanza gisha hubu.
And sometimes we want the place to burn. Sometimes you want your workplace to burn.
Rimwe na rimwe hari igihe uba wiyumvira n'akazi ahantu ukorera ko hosha bivaye n'uko utahanezererewe.
Sometimes you just saw over all the evil all around you.
Rimwe na rimwe hari igihe usanga turiko dutera umwambiro mubi w'ikibi ahantu hose turi.
That we come to a place where we distance ourselves from all that and say, let me seek the best for my life and leave this place to burn.
Aho usanga wibereye mu gakwe kawe hama ku gakwe kawe ubonye haguhaye amahoro ukibwira tuti reka ndekare na biriya bintu reka ndahifurize gusha.
But God is speaking to the exiles and saying, no, that's not my way.
Ariko kandi Imana iriko irajinjibura bano bantu batwaye nk'inyambukira tuti iyo siyo nzira yanjye.
My way is that you would seek and pray, that you would work hard, in other words, so that this place may prosper.
Inzira yanje yuhoraho uhoraho abajinje baravuga tuti inzira yanje ni yuko mutegerezwa gufata kino kibanza nk'ahanyu mukahasengera kugira ngo kibe mu mutuzo namwe muzo mu mutuzo.
So my question is, How are you currently actively seeking the peace of this city?
Rero ikibazo cyanje uno munsi ni iki kivuga ngo ni gute uri kuragwana uko ushoboye kose wifuriza amahoro ya Cape Town ya kino gisagara.
Do you care as much for the shalom of the city as you do for your own?
Mbega urifuriza amahoro ava ku mana ariyo shalom igisagara cya Cape Town nkuko wowe wifuza amahoro mu mutima wawe.
Because here the scripture says, it doesn't speak about seeking your own peace. It speaks about seek the peace of the city that's oppressing you. It says, because when it prospers, you will prosper.
Aha, ani havuga kwishakira amahoro yawe cyangwa ubutunzi bwawe wenyine, havuga ngo wifurize amahoro y'igisagara kugira ngo nicawe umutuzo nawe uzotuza, nicatera imbere nawe uzotera imbere.
Don't go for your own prosperity.
Ntugende hanze ngo utangure kwishakira ubutunzi bwawe mu ico gisagara.
Forsake it.
Byireke, byibagigwe.
Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus.
Niwiyange hamu kufata umusaraba wa Yesu Kristo.
I want us to transition from being consumers of the city to being contributors to the city.
Ndashaka yuko tuva muri cha kibanza canke ya mentalite yaho twumva yuko turi abakonsomateri bakino gisagara ahubwo tube abakontribua muri iki gisagara.
If the Christian lives in a place,
mugiho mu Kristo abaye mu kibanza.
If a Christian lives in a place, he or she should be a blessing to that place, not someone that just causes more erosion on the sidewalks and just someone that causes more money to have to be spent by the municipality, not just a consumer but a contributor.
Umukirisu rero yavuze ubwa kabiri kibanza barimwe ategereza kucifuriza akakibera umugisha ntabari wa muntu wasehazana mu gisagara arimo yiteze yuko City of Cape Town have imukorera ikintu gishasha imuhereza karyo ashobore kuja kurampa. Oya, ahubwo ikibanza wenye nubwiwe akontribua muri ubwo buzima bayemo.
Are you engaging Cape Town?
Mbega uri kuraba muri Cape Town?
Are you contributing?
Uriko urakontribua uri kuratanga umusanzu wawe muri Cape Town?
Or are you consuming?
Change uri sehanzana.
Now let's look at the example we have. Example of Daniel in Babylon.
Reka turaba karorero keza ka Daniel ari Babylon.
A very practical example of one individual who lived in this way.
Akarorero kamwe kumuntu umwe yabayeho nk'umukimbizi akabaho nkuko natwe dushobora kuba tubayeho no munsi akabaho neza.
One of the first things we read about Daniel is that he studied and understood all of the literature of the Babylonians.
Ikintu gihambaye tubona ku buzima bwa Daniel ni uko yashitse I Babuloni. Icyo yakoze cya mbere kwari kubanza kwiga akitwararika inyandiko zivuga ku bijyanye na Babuloni.
He didn't just think, "Ah, I don't want anything to do with the evil things." He studied all of it and understood it fully.
Ntabwo yigize umukonesere ngo hamacye atangira kuvuga tuti jewe ibintu byo muri iki gisagara ntabyo nshaka kwiberaho nkuko je nifuza. Oya.
Now, just to remind you again, he didn't choose to be there. He was sent there as an exile. He's practically a slave.
Ndabibutse yuko Daniel siwe volontairement yifujije kuja muri Babylone ahubwo yarabaye force kuba I Babylone ni kuvuga ngo yari nyambukira nawe.
He ended up being the one with more understanding than anyone else in the king's service.
Ariko kandi nubwo yari umukimbizi muri ico gisagara yabaye umuntu wa mbere muri ico gisagara atahura afise ubwenge bwinshi gusumba nabo bantu bo muri ico gisagara.
Do you know your environment? Do you study it?
Mbega urazi yuko mu byukuri washizwe muri iki gisagara cyangwa nabivuga?
Do you understand Cape Town? Do you understand the ways of the world in Cape Town? Enough so that you can engage it in a way that you can contribute to it.
Uratahura mu byukuri ukungende Cape Town itunganijwe. Ingene ubuzima bwawe butunganijwe kugira ngo ushobore kuba muri Cape Town usagaraye.
In Daniel 6 verse 3 we read about the fact that he had an excellent spirit. He worked better than anyone else in the king's service.
Daniel gatandatu aratubwira neza ingene Daniel yabaye umuntu w'umuhizi agakorana avec excellence ibintu byiwe byose kuruta n'abantu yasanze ngaho.
He was a slave yet he was fully committed to serving the empire in excellence.
Yari umuja I Babuloni ariko kandi yabaye umuntu wagaheta yabaye umuntu mwiza cyane ku buryo akora no mu bigo bya perezida cyangwa by'umwami wo muri ico gihe.
Yet in all of this Daniel did not lose his devotion to God.
Nubwo biruka kitwararika iby'ubuzima bw'Ibabuloni ntiyigeze yibagira imigenderanire yari afitaniye n'Imana.
Though he started to understand and though he worked in excellence more excellently than anyone, he prayed 3 times a day to his God.
Yarakora yaritwararika ivyo kwiga ariko kandi nta cyamubuza yuko asenga ubugatatu ku munsi asenga iyo mana yiwe.
And even though Daniel was a slave, he understood that he is a citizen of a higher nation than the one he's serving. Even though he was a slave, he was in exile, he understood that he was a citizen of a higher nation.
Igitangaje rero nuko Daniel wewe nubwo yarabaye muri iki gisagara mu byukuri yarafise mentalite yo gutahura yuko iwiwe ari mwijuru arafise nationality irenge izindi arimo.
We can pick this up from the way that he interpreted the dreams to these fearful kings in ways that would rebuke them.
Tubona aho uhoraho amuhishurira inzozi z'uno mwami yaragoye cyangwa umwami w'ico gihe yarakaze ku buryo inzozi yamurotoreye zari inzozi zishobora kwemvoka uno mwami.
He relied on the power of the Holy Spirit to give him those interpretations of those dreams, without which, if the Holy Spirit did not give him those interpretations, he would have died. He told his friends, please pray for mercy so that God will give me the interpretation, otherwise we all die. He trusted in the power of the Holy Spirit to help him in those environments.
Icyo yakoze umwami amaze kuzana izo nzozi hamha akabura uzisobanura yabwiye abagenzi biwe tuti nimunsengere kugira ngo nshobore guhishurirwa zino nzozi bitari ibyo twese turicwa. Ikintu kandi yakoze ni uko yizeye ububasha bwa mpemu yera kugira ngo bumukoreshe gusobanura zino nzozi.
All this makes it clear to me that he feared God more than the king who could kill him in an instant.
Ibi bintu biratwereka yuko mu byukuri yatinya Imana mu buzima bwiwe hakuruta uko yotinya umwami yategerezwa no kumwica mu gihe atamusobanuriye inzozi ziwe.
I mean in Daniel chapter 4 he told Nebuchadnezzar that he would be driven away from people and that he would live with wild animals.
Aha tubona yuko muri Daniel 4 Nebukadineza amutera ubwoba amubwira yuko natasobanura zino nzozi azomusohora mu gisagara akamutwara kubana n'ibikoko byo mu ishyamba.
I don't know how he survived.
Sinzi uko ngene yabayeho mu byukuri.
But what he said happened.
Ariko icyo yavuze mu byukuri cyarabayeho.
He feared God more than men.
Yaratinya Imana kuruta uko atinya abana b'abantu.
And Daniel never compromised his faith.
Ikindi nacyo Daniel ntiyigeze adohoka ku kwizera yari afise ku Mana.
Even to death.
Nubwo byari ko bimuganisha gufa ntiyigeze adohoka.
When it came to that point, Daniel refused to obey the laws of the nation that would make him disobey God.
Igihe haje rero ku kintu cyamutuma adohoka mu byukuri nubwo byasaba yuko umwami bamubwira yuko Daniel yanse gusenga ibigirwamana vya Nebukadineza wewe yaranse gusenga
to the point of death
naho byari kumutwara gufa.
He was thrown in the lion's den.
Yatawe kubwiyo ngingo yafashe yo gusenga Imana gusa, yatawe mu gobo gw'intare.
So as I look to these things, I'm asking myself the question, what is the way in which I'm living at the moment compared to the way Daniel lived in Babylon?
Igihe rero ndiko ndasoma bino bintu nibagije ikibazo nkavuga nti ndavye buno buzima Daniel yarabayemo ni gute jewe ndiko ndabamwo muri ubu buzima nk'akarorero keza ndavye kuri Daniel.
Fully engaged in Babylon.
Kuba yuzuye kuba ubuzima bwe buri muri Babiloni.
Fully engaged in his devotion to God.
Kuba iminsi yose yitwararika imigenderanire afitaniye n'Imana.
Surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit and in need of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Aho arekera mwemu yera kabari waganza n'ubushobozi bwiwe.
Never compromising.
Hama kandi ntana doho.
Isn't that just incredible?
Mbega bino bintu by'ubuzima bwa Daniel ntibiteye ubwoba ntibi ntabwo ari ibintu byiza bisize ubwenge bwacu.
Did Daniel live one of the greatest lives that's ever lived?
Mbega Daniel yoba yarabayeho ubuzima butangaje kuruta umuntu wese yoba yarabayeho?
Yeah.
Ego.
Arguably. Did he have the best life ever?
Mbega yoba yarigeze kugira ubuzima bwiza bwigeze bubaho?
No.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to see something of the kingdom of God in this.
Ndashaka yuko turambura amaso tukiyumvira ku by'ubwami bw'Imana turabiye mu marori ya kino gicapo.
Did he live one of the greatest lives ever?
Mbega yarabayeho ubuzima buhambaye kuri nosi.
Did he have the best life?
Mbega yaragize ubuzima bwiza cyane umwana w'umuntu yogirira hano mu isi.
What are you signing up for? What kind of a life are you signing up for?
Mbega n'ubuhe buzima mu by'ukuri uriko witwaramwo, n'ubuhe buzima bwiza uriko wiyumvira kubamo.
Do you know what Daniel's life led to?
Mbega murazi inyuma y'ubu buzima bwa Daniel uko ivyamushikiye mu nyuma.
The most glorious end. Let's listen to Daniel 6:25-28. This is after Daniel was released from the lion's den and the king saw the miracle of God. The king Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius the king. The reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus, the Persian.
Daniel amaze kubaho buno buzima, akamara gutagwa mu gobo gw'intare, hari ikintu gihambaye uhoraho yamukoreye. Umwami amaze kubona yuko atariwe n'izi ntare, yaciye yandika kino kintu. Haravuga ngo, yaravuze ngo, jewe umwami Dariyo, yandikira amahanga yose n'abantu bose n'abavuga indimi zose zitandukanye. Aravuga ngo amahoro y'Uhoraho abane namwe. Nandise mu isi ubwami bwanje bwose ngo abantu batinye Imana n'igikundiro n'icyubahiro cy'Imana ya Daniel. Arandika kuko ari Imana nzima kandi baho ibihe bidashira. Ubwami bwayo ntibuzigera busangangurwa, inganji yiwe izokwama idahera. Niwe ni wakiza kandi ni wacungura, yakoze ibitangaza n'utwumiza mu ijuru no mu isi. Yacunguye Danieli mu bubasha bw'intambwe. Danieli abona ukuroranigwa ku ntwaro ya Dariyo n'intwaro ya Kuro. Amen.
Daniel's life caused the greatest king of the earth to acknowledge God Almighty as the God.
Bene Data, ubuzima bwa Daniel bwatumye abami babayeho ku isi ari we Dario na Kuro bose bitwararika ubuzima cyangwa Imana ya Daniel.
Daniel's life caused Babylon to honor God.
Ubuzima bwa Daniel bwatumye Babiloni yose yizera Uhoraho.
And Daniel prospered in Babylon.
Kandi mu byukuri Daniel yaragize umugisha aha I Babiloni.
There is hope in Babylon for miracles like this. If the Daniels, if the people of God would embrace a call to let go of what they want for their lives and seek the peace of the city that God has called them to.
Hariho ibyizigiro bidasanzwe I Babiloni. Hamwe hariho abantu bahaguruka bakifuriza amahoro gisagara ba Daniel wewe canke jewe ba Daniel twese tugahaguruka twizeye Imana hama tukifuriza igisagara amahoro kuko amahoro niyaganza mu gisagara natwe tuzoba amahoro nicasagarara natwe tugasagarara.
In closing, just before we're going to take communion, I want us to pray a prayer together. First in English, and English we will complete, and then you can translate and lead everyone. Okay. I want us to pray a very simple consecration prayer where we will say, I give my life to you like I give my life like you gave yours and Daniel gave his. I consecrate myself to your purposes. I reject seeking my own prosperity. Use me, Lord. Amen. Let's close our eyes. If you want to pray this prayer from your heart, we're first going to do English and then afterwards Kirundi. I want you to do it out loud. Just raise your hand. Is anyone who just wants to pray this prayer of consecration? Let us just indicate. Let us pray it out loud. Lord, I give my life like you gave yours. And like Daniel gave his. I consecrate myself to your purposes. I reject seeking my own prosperity. Use me, Lord. Amen.
Mbere yuko turangiza dufata ameza y'Imana reka dusabe yuko tushobora gusenga kino gisabisho cyo kwereka Imana tufatiye kuri buno buzima ushobore gusubiramo no majambo nk'isengesho ryo kwihebera Uhoraho baravuga ngo ndaguhaye ubuzima bwanje nk'uko wabuhaye jewe ukabuha na Daniel nditanze kubwo kwihana kwawe no kubw'intumbero yawe ndihanye kurondera prosperite yanje nkoresha Uhoraho. Amen.
Father, I pray that through your Holy Spirit you would see every heart, every sincere heart, and that through your Spirit that you would make this cry of our hearts a reality in us. You can do it in us and through us. We need you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The ushers are going to